might finish off the week, actually, with the banks of my own lovely Lee. Or in a few minutes' time, maybe the great Jack Brierley might be able to sing a couple of verses of the banks. Actually, why don't we find out now? Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Is that the music legend Jack Brierley that I know and love for so many years?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. How have you been, pal?
I'm keeping good, Neil. Very good, thank God.
You must be well into your 70s at this stage, huh?
You must be joking me. Well into the 80s.
And I'm told that you're entertaining the neighbourhoods from your driveway of a Saturday afternoon on the old piano.
That's true. That's right. I was sitting down here actually at home looking out at a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and my grandson was here with me actually, and we got talking, and I said, look, Sean, let's bring the piano out onto the driveway and make a little bit of noise. And that's how it starts.
Okay, hang on there a second, because I don't know what the quality this is like, but I have about 30 or 40 seconds of the great Jack Brierley on piano last Saturday afternoon. Very amusing, Jack.
I am actually, Lee. I am. But you know something? I really felt very sad there when I was reading on the papers where they were banning live music and banning discos and banning music.
In the parks, you mean?
Anywhere. I thought it was a very sad sort of a thing to see. After all my life being in music, you know?
I know.
Entertaining people.
I suppose they were afraid that people are getting too close.
I know, absolutely, yeah. But I never really thought I'd see that day happening, really. You know?
I know. But you were inspired to do it because you saw all of the different videos from all over the place with musicians putting their skills to good use.
That's true.
Are you going to continue to do it?
I tell you what, no, next Saturday afternoon, God willing, if it's fine, we're going to do it again. And my daughter, Frankie, she does line dancing classes, but she's going to come up and going to teach the neighbours how to do a bit of line dancing as well.
I think it would be very possible for people to stay apart and still be entertained, to be quite honest with you.
No, I think so too. Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah. And are you still gigging, Jack? Are you still gigging?
I am. Well, I'm not at the moment, of course, but I'm actually resident in Hayfield Manor on the piano there, you know.
Oh, my God, incredible.
Yeah, I know it's closed, of course, at the moment. So hopefully I'll be going back there around July or August.
Isn't that amazing that you're still keeping active? I mean, in spite of where we're at now, we'll get out of this and you'll get back to the piano in Hayfield and warm it up again.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
So where are you? You're down in the Carrigaline area, isn't it? Not that I'd be encouraging people to visit or anything, but it's an estate in Carrigaline.
Yeah, it's Ensley. Yeah, we're number one. As a matter of fact, I was the very first resident of Ensley.
Get away. We
bought the very first house when it opened in 1972.
Yeah, and people enjoy a few tunes of a Saturday afternoon.
As a matter of fact, their very kind neighbours came to the door with a bottle of whiskey. He said, thank you for the music. And the next door to me, she brings out a little glass of whiskey while I'm playing.
Absolutely. All piano players should have whiskey on the piano next to them.
of course they should.
A little dram. Well, it's a lovely video, and I'm glad that I saw it, because I often come into my mind and I wonder how you are, and it's great to hear that you're in fine form and getting out for a bit of a stroll from time to time, I hope, as well, yeah?
Well, yes, indeed, Neil. I'm not too good on the legs at the moment, but I do my best.
Well, it's lovely catching up with you. It really and truly is. So mind yourself, Jack, and take care, and next time I'm in and around Hayfield, I'll go and look at the piano and hope to find you sitting behind it, all right?
I hope, I'd love to see you, Neil. I would indeed.
All right, fair play.
Thank you very much indeed for ringing.
Cheers, my friend. He's just such a wonderful guy. He's just one of the greatest gentlemen you'll ever meet, the great Jack Brierley. It's great to have a quick chat with him there. More of those, please, because they're lovely little calls.